It's Channel 2 over. Channel 2 over, and a continuation of the visit with Bridget Gordon on Thursday afternoon, the 8th of May, 1969. Continued. This is the rest of it. Bridget Gordon on dogs, and then on the funeral. And this is beginning of Channel 2 over. Beginning of Channel 2 over.
And he wants to make up to everybody. Did you know, do you remember this man out there in that Fairfield area who used to hunt a whole lot, had dogs?
Mr. Williams?
The name that comes to me is Rush.
Oh, no, Mr. Rush never hunted. He had foxhound. I've hunted on foxhound many, many times, Mr. Rush.
Yeah.
You ought to know him. He lived there in McIntosh. Sure, and yet, well, he never hunted in all the long period of time that I knew. He lived 2 miles west of McIntosh.
Yeah.
That's now Atlanta, now a stock farm.
Yeah.
Old man Rush was a very fine person. I've been with him many, 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 many times, and some other old men down there. I'm not a fox hunter. I used to go with them.
And listen to the dog.
The Reynolds boys. You know, and let me see, one fella who lived there at McIntosh, I had his funeral there 2 or 3 years ago in the McIntosh Cemetery. I can't remember what his name was. Right at this time, it slipped me. The Reynolds boys lived, the men, they lived down near Reddy. And we used to go out there in a very thick area beyond where Mr. Rush lived, and to the right, way back in that was heavily palmetto and all that sort of thing, heavily grown up, thick.
Whoever it was now, I have heard people speak of it from time to time. See, I'm not acquainted down there.
Oh, I thought you, how long you live there?
Oh, I just lived there since 1960, you see, but I haven't really been in the...
You live near the woods and
the
Hesters live there.
Yeah.
And are you living there now?
Yes, sir.
At Orange Lake?
No, it's up at Evanston.
Evanston.
Let me tell you, I hear every once in a while, I hear someone speak of that. This was the funeral, and the man had said to you on that occasion that he didn't want any sadness.
Mm-hmm.
He just wanted to think about the happy hunting ground.
Well, I never heard that, but it might have been so. I had somebody's funeral there in the cemetery. And it may seem strange to you that I can't recall that. If I had the books where I added up all the funerals, I could tell you. But I knew this man very well. There'd be probably 7 or 8 who would be on one of these hunting trips.
Yeah.
That is one of these fox hunts. They'd go out. It wasn't like the pictures you see of a fox hunt with the horses and all like that. They rode around in trucks. And you'd listen to the dogs, and they'd run a fox or sometime a cat.
Mm-hmm.
And one time an otter. They got out running an otter out there.
You know Flora Richardson?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this week at the dump store.
She might remember
it
that.
It came up, and she's the one, that's what I had on my mind.
Yes.
She said, I said, funeral's so sad. Or she said, you haven't been to many. She said, and then she recalled this one, and she
they are all sad. Flora's wrong. They are all sad, and there's no levity in a funeral. I never have a funeral with any levity in it.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. That's not a place for it. And I think there is a preacher here in Gainesville who, I heard him one day at a funeral, said, don't want anybody to be sad here. This is not a time to be sad. This time to be glad, Miss So-and-so was painting pictures down here yesterday. She's painting pictures up in heaven this morning. Everybody ought to be glad.
Yeah.
Turn on your lights of your automobiles when you go to the cemetery. Well, that would grate on me exceedingly.
Yeah.
That's not... And so far, if you want to mean that you make it somber and morbid, that's a different thing.
Yeah.
You have a Christian faith and hope that something good awaits those the good people beyond this veil of tears. But so far as making it an occasion for levity or trying to cloak the reality of death by pretty words, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Where are you from originally?
Frankfurt.
That's right. Well, that's a continuation pretty much of Western Kentucky and West Tennessee and on down to Mississippi. They
that's
used
right.
to grow cotton.
That's right.
Ripley is, let me see, on above there. You get up to Hickman, I believe, don't you?
Yeah.
Hickman right up above there.
Yeah.
Dr. Big now is from North Carolina. He's from over in the eastern part of Wagner Hill.
Well, now that little corner that goes up there, he wouldn't find it
somewhere up there, don't he?
Sure.
And Ron Denton Real wouldn't know it. Or does it?
Oh, I don't know about
and the
that.
Hatchie and the Deer Fall. When the
you've been looking war
for all.
You've been looking at the map.
No, I have five. I haven't looked at the map. I just remember the old rivers up there. Hatchie. Big Hatchie.
Yeah.
Wolf River comes in or heads in North Mississippi and flows in at Memphis.
Yeah.
Get on up there and there's a Hatchie and the O'Brien River comes in. How they all come in together, I don't know. I'm under the impression that O'Brien runs into Real Foot Lake or comes toward my neck.
I brought up on the O'Brien River,
mm-hmm.
and it was a nice, crooked,
oh, yeah.
muddy river
oh, yeah.
when I was growing up.
Same.
But while I was still there, they straightened it out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, maybe it don't run into Real Foot. I never have been to Real Foot. I know about where it is.
Yeah.
But then there was, let's see, Open Lake is down in the Delta.
Yeah.
That's west of, would be west of Ripley and Henning,
yeah.
Covington, all those towns right above it. I used
yeah.
to live in Memphis.
Yeah.
And I've been up there so.
Oh, that's all fine country.
Oh, yes.
I hate to be away from there.
Well, you must be a great inducement.
Be like, be
you're
up.
Down here.
Be
you know Miss Eva Smith?
No.
Well, she lived down there. She did. She lived down there close to town from the corner. About there by herself. I think she lived in, she used to live, she was a fish camp. What's the next landing right south of, where you are there? Fish was.
Richard Gordon, I enjoyed the visit.
I'm mighty glad you came.
That's the end. That's the end of the visit with Preacher Gordon, about 90, channel 2 over, about 90, on Thursday, the afternoon, the 8th of May, 1969, and this is channel 2 over, about 90.